Radon is an odorless, colorless gas that is a leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. Bruce Sneed, director of the Kansas Radon Program at Kansas State University, says one in four homes in Kansas will test at or above the Environmental Protection Agency's radon action level. I'm Kylie Ludwig, Family Consumer Science Agent with the Walcott Extension District, here to help raise awareness on radon and encourage people to have their homes tested. Radon occurs naturally in the soil. Its levels are low outdoors because its effects are diluted, but indoor levels can build and lead to lung cancer. And Kansas soils generate significant amounts of radon, leading to the potential for homes to have elevated concentration of this naturally occurring Class A carcinogen. Sneed encourages all homeowners to test for radon. Test kits can be obtained at any of the Walcott Extension District offices. For homeowners who test and find elevated radon levels in their homes, the most common technique to reduce it is called active soil depressurization. An ASD mitigation system is permanently installed pipe and fan system that places a direct constant vacuum on the soil beneath the home's foundation so that the amount of radon that can penetrate into the living space is reduced. For more information about radon testing and mitigation, it's available at the kansasradonprogram.org/home or by calling the Kansas Radon Hotline at 1-800-693-5343. For your Walcott Extension District, this has been Kylie Ludwig with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.